Aleish Shur Chelik Beis Tav Reish Vav Perek of Hey Yesh Asher Ni'el Adam Shimu Yase Mitzvah Achas Tetzim Ize Takala. It sometimes seems to a person clear that if he'll do some mitzvah, it'll turn out badly. Ha'im Yechdal Milas Yasa Biglal Zeh. Is that reason to desist from doing? דבר זה למד מחזקיהו המלך שראה ברוח הקודש שיצאו ממנו בוני דלא מעלי ולכן לא נשא אישה. So we found this in Brachos Daf Yud. חזקיהו המלך, when he's accused by ישעיהו הנביא, he's informed that he will die. He said he saw the Ruach HaKodesh that he will have children, he will be nothing to be proud of, and therefore he avoided marrying. ועל זה נגזרה עליו מיסה. For that, it was decreed that he would die. כי as the Gemara puts it, Yeshayahu said, "In ba'adei kavshei derachamana lamalach." Who told you to get involved in Hashem's mysteries? Kavshei derachamana, the hidden things of Hashem. What's your business over there? Ma'ad mifkadet ibaylach lemeavad. Whatever you were commanded, you should have done. In other words, peru rvu. Umadenicha kamikut shabichu leavad. What Hashem wants, you will do. Don't second guess him. So madenicha kamishmaya. This phrase, whatever suits Shamayim, whatever pleases heaven, who be shvilen begeder enlecha esek benisteris. It's similar to the phrase in the Gemara. Don't get involved in Kabbalah and things like that. Kavshei derachamana nisteris shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi there explains that's kavshei derachamana, the hidden things of Hashem, the mysteries. The message is clear. Ha'adam chayav la'aseis es amutal alav la'aseis b'mitzvah satira. The person is obligated to do whatever the mitzvah is obligating him to do. Ve'einu yechol liftor etzmo me'amitzvah. He cannot exempt himself from the mitzvah. Afilu im hu ro'eh she'tetze mimenu takala lefi da'atoi. Even if he sees that according to his calculations, according to his analysis, what will come out is incorrect. It will be undesirable. Indeed, in that particular case, Chizkiah did get married. His son was Menashe, the king. He was worse than all the previous kings of Yehuda. He was deeply involved in idolatry. But after 22 years of wickedness, he did complete Shuvah. And he reigned for many, many years after that tshuva. Paragraph Vav, another principle. The pasuk in Kisei Tzei. Kisivne bayis chadash, if you happen to build a new home, ve'osisa ma'ake legagecho. Make a railing around the roof. Ve'lo isasim domi beveisecho. Don't let blood spilled in your home. Ki yipol anofel memeni. If somebody should fall off the roof, if you don't put up a railing. The Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Beis comments on this strange expression, Kipol Hanoifel. So the Gemara says, Ra'uize lipoel misheshis emei vereshis. This person was going to fall. It was decreed that he was going to fall and lose his life. Sharei lo yinafal v'kasuk ha'nafel. That's the hint in this pasuk. The pasuk calls him a noifel, a falling one, or a fallen one. Ela shemegalgelin zechus aladei zakai v'chov aladei chayav. But there's a principle over here. This person who is going to die anyway, Davka fell off Reuven's roof because Reuven didn't put a railing up. So Choiv comes at a day Chayav. Negative things come through those who are deserving of them. And similarly on the positive side, Megalgalin Zechus at a day Zakai. The Hashgacha organizes positive things to come through those who are worthy. The author comments, Ein adam yechol letaretz etzmoi. The person cannot excuse this tragedy. She'im halon nafal migagoi, that if this Reuven fell off his roof, bevadai achayev misa leshamayim. There was a reason for it. He was going to fall. Ve'lo yagi'oi oinesh al ma shelo asa makeh. Therefore, he will not suffer any consequences for the fact that he avoided building a railing. He cannot do this. Gam ze begeder ba'dei kavshei derachamano lamalach. This too falls within the realm of don't get involved in Hashem's mysteries. Ve'ima nifel ze yipol migagoi. If this person who falls off Reuven's roof, yifre'u mimenu min hashamayim. He'll be held accountable al ki hu garam lemisa, because he, Reuven, caused this death. He'll be held responsible for this death. Ha'ashgacha ta'aseh shela. We let Hashgacha do whatever it needs to do. But the individual is obligated to do his part. klal gadolu b'maaseh adam. It's a fundamental principle in a person's responsibility, accountability. One cannot just sit back and not take precautions or anything else in this area. Paragraph Zayin. Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan liyanukei d'Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan came across the young child of Rish Lakish, the Yosef Omar. He was reciting a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yutes. Iveles Adam tesalef darkoi. The foolishness of man distorts his way. Ve'al Hashem is afliboy. And yet he feels angry at Hashem, not at his own foolishness. Yosef Rabbi Yochanan v'kamat mei. Rabbi Yochanan, when he heard this pasuk, he was thinking to himself, Omar mi'ikamidi d'chsiv b'chsuvei v'leremaz b'oraisa. Can there be a principle like this, which is written in the Ksuvim, in Mishlei, and not hinted to in the Torah? In other words, the Torah is a source, and whatever principles you find expressed in Psukim, in the Ksuvim, must be, at the very least, hinted to in the Torah. Omale, the child said to him, Atu hamila remizi. There is a hint to it. Why are you thinking so hard? V'hakasiv, the Pasuk says about the brothers of Yosef, V'yitzei libam v'yechedu ishel achiv. They were terrified. When they found the money in their pouches, what is God doing to us? This is a Gemara in Ta'anis Daf Tes. The author explains, "Hashetus shel Adam akem es darkoi." The person's foolishness twists and distorts his way. Ve'imu nichshal ve'ino matzliach. If he then fails, ve'af ne'enash, and certain consequences come. Hu koyes el Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He is angry at Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hu ma'ashim es hashgacha al kishlon. He accuses the hashgacha for his failure, without blaming himself. We have a tendency, people have a tendency to attribute lack of success, failure, and unpleasant consequences to the Hashgacha. The author often uses this expression, he takes it from the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra seemingly innovated this expression, empty heads, reikei moach. They're distant from living with Hashgacha. They don't commonly do this. But if they happen to be late for some trip, immediately they remember the Hashgacha and attribute the lateness. Oh, the Hashgacha meant for me to miss the flight. It doesn't enter their mind, doesn't occur to them that they were lazy and caused the lateness. That's the idea of this pasuk, Iveles Adam. Yesh lehavin, let's try and understand it in context there. Kasher bnei Yaakov chazur mimitzrayim, they returned from Mitzrayim, paschu sakehem, they opened their pouches, umatzu bahem es kaspam, they find the money. Chardu ve'amru, if you look at that pasuk that the Gemara quotes, mazos asa elokim lanu. What has Hashem done to us? B'men irmaz kaninan Iveles Adam tesalef al Hashem izaf. How is it that Rabbi Yochanan and the son of Rish Lakish saw over here this idea that a person is being foolish and then he's angry at Hashem? B'midrash lekachtoiv, which is also called Psikta Zuta, Meva'er. The Midrash explains, Adam hakoyne tevua, a person is buying grain. U'meisrim leisak sagur. So the grain is given to him in a sealed sack. B'vaday yiftach es asak, livdoikim nasnur mashizmin. Generally, you open the bag to see whether he got what he ordered. Ha'achim lo yasukach. The brothers, for whatever reason, didn't do that. Ve'rak bevoham ha'baisa pascho sakim. Only when they got home did they open these sacks. Ilu ha'yu p'ishim isham miyad, they opened it there and then, as they were buying. Ha'yu mitzim isakesu b'zicham, they would immediately find the money. Ve'yu machzirim isham miyad, they'd immediately give it back and they wouldn't have been in trouble. Im kein, ma tam lo ma mazos asa elokim lanu. Why are they saying, what has God done to us? Aloheim lo nagu kashura. They didn't act properly. Zehu haremez le'iveles adam tesalev dakwe. That's the hint that the Gemara is mentioning to this pasuk that a person's foolishness distorts his way. Ha'iveles shelayim ha'isa shelo paschu sakeh miyad. Their foolishness was not to open their sacks right there and then. Mize musar nifla la'adam she'ese eze shgia afilu ktana v'igoremes eze yetzlecha. This is wondrous musar to a person who makes a mistake, even a small mistake, and it causes some failure. Levalie ma'amin akum litlois kishlonu b'ashgacha elyona. This is a wondrous musar that a person shouldn't be a ma'amin, in inverted commas, a twisted, a krum ma'amin, to attribute his failures to the ashgacha. V'amivin v'yodeh lasos cheshbon asheri. A person who's an understanding person and knows how to make calculations, a cheshbon nefesh, yimitzat amid shu atzmo yashem b'cheshbon nosav. He will find always that he himself is responsible for his failures, ul ilam ri ashim es hashgacha, he will not accuse the hashgacha. V'chi leilokim izborach ha'tana nitzach zel adam. This is a quotation from Chovos Elev Avos from Sha'a Avodas Elokim Perek Ches, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the trump card, he has the strong claim. Ki leilokim izborach ha'tana nitzach zel adam ve'ein tana le'adam al elokim. We don't have a claim on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He always has a winning argument against us. Ches. Another principle, Hagra ala pasuk anal. The Gaon Mivilna on this pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yutes comments. Amru Chazal haba litaher mesayin o yisoi. Person is going in the right direction. He has sincere wishes. Will receive siyat deshmaya. Velifamim adam aschil ilmoi Torah velasos mitzvoyis. A person sometimes begins with some project in Torah mitzvoyis. Ve'achakach peresh mechamas shekashel moed. And afterwards, at some point he desists, he leaves it because he finds it very difficult. If he doesn't receive the divine assistance he anticipated, and he's angry at Hashem, why didn't I receive the assistance I required? In truth, it's because of his foolishness. Now, how does the Gaon explain it? It's different to the previous paragraph. Vehainu, that is, ki kol adam tzarech leilach lefi madrigasoi velo ikpoitz. A person has to go in accordance with his level and not jump. Ve'az yelech lavetach bedarkoi, afki yaseyu. Then he can be assured of going on his path and receiving assistance from Shemaim. Ach ze adam leischil alech bedarkoi. The person that the pasuk is describing hasn't even begun walking along the right path, lechach losiyu, and that's why he doesn't get assistance. Ve'zeu iveles adam. That's what the pasuk means, the foolishness of man. Klomar mechamas ivaltoi, because of his foolishness, shasa bli yeshuva das. He took on a project without proper contemplation, without analyzing it. Silev darko, he twisted his way to something beyond his level. V'hu zoyef al Hashem, lama lo yisiye aloi. And he's now angry, why didn't Hashem give me assistance? The author explains this. Re'eze davar chadash. Here's another point, a new point, a novelty that we are pointing out. Im adam nigash avodas Hashem sheloi lefi madrigasoi uvli yeshuva das. If a person is going to approach avodas Hashem, he may have sincere intentions, but it's not his level, and it hasn't been done with proper contemplation. Just one day wakes up and says, from now on, I'm going to learn 20 hours a day, and I want siyata d'shmaya to be able to concentrate for 20 hours a day. Ein lo siyata d'shmaya. That's what the Gaon is explaining over here. There's no siyata d'shmaya for a person who's not acting according to his level. Al kegoin ze ein omrim. Regarding this type of situation, we do not say, baderech shadam utzel aleches b'molichinu yisrael, that wherever a person wants to go, Hashem will open the doors for him. We don't say that. Hagisha la'avoida shelo lefi madrigasoi. The approach to an avoider which is not in accordance with the person's level, eina derech sheba nitan lolech adam. It's not a path. It's not a proper path where a person can be led. He has to choose a path. And the author says, Ayin oid be'agra sham chaf chavdalet. Take a look furthermore at the Gaon's commentary in Mishlei, perik chaf pasuk chavdalet. Paragraph Tes, Vayira vayomar manu iraha, makoim hazeh ein zeh ki'im beis elokim. Yaakov Avinu wakes up, he says, how awesome is this place, it must be the house of God. In Parshas Vayetzi, Rashi explains, Ve'im timaruch shavai Yaakov al beis hamikdash madu lo yikvoy sham, when he first passed, because as Rashi explains, he first went to Haran, came back. So when he first passed, why didn't Hashem delay him there, the first time around? Answer, Iyu lo yaiv libe lispalu b'makom shispalu lo avisal min shamayim, yispalu lo avisal min shamayim yakvu. He did not pay attention. Yaakov did not yaiv libe, he didn't pay attention, didn't give his heart to daven where his forefathers davened. So what, min shamayim, they're going to stop him? If he's just passing, so he's passing. Iyu ad charan azal, then what happened is he went further. Ki mata le charan ama ifsha shabat el makom shispalu lo avisal ve lo yispalalti. But then Yaakov thought to himself, wait a minute. I passed the special place where Avraham and Yitzchak daven. I didn't. So then he made up his mind to return. Then everything happens. The author explains, from Shemaim that don't stimulate a person to do something good. That awakening, that stimulation is to come from the person. The initiative is to come from him. When Yaakov Avinu made the commitment to go back, וכבר חזק יבסדר, and he made part of the journey, then נעשה לו נס להגיע לירושלים, קפיצת האורץ, then a nice happened, and קפיצת הדרך, וזכה לחלום הסולם, then he has this colossal dream of the ladder, ולהבטחה וירי ועבור זה אוי הסוף הקדוש, he gets an assurance, a promise from Hashem for himself and for his generations forever, אבל הכל רק אחרי שהוא עצמו יסעורר להספלל במקום. All of that happened when he himself stimulated himself to daven in that place. בוודאי הרצון לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא שיעקב אבינו ושלום יקבל ההבטחה. Of course, it was Hashem's will that Yaakov should receive this promise, וגם שיניח שם מסייסו לבס המקדש, and that he should lay the foundation for the בס המקדש when he erected that מצבה. אבל בלי הסעוררוס, there's a mistake over here, it should be הסעוררוס. Shelo, without his own awakening, literally, lo haya mekabel mauma, he would have received exactly zilch. Finally, mikol ha-mikoros hanal, from all of these nine sources, hinenu lomdim es ha-achrayus ha-nira'a sheyesh la'adam avur machshavisav u-ma'asav klapei ma'ala. We learn the colossal, immense, awesome responsibility that a person has regarding his thoughts and deeds vis-a-vis shamayim. Ve'i efshal l'ischamek ma'achrayus sheloi, he cannot slip out of his responsibility to attribute failures and shortcomings to the Hashgacha. Hamafteach lahanaga elyona, the key to divine guidance, ulchol siyata deshamayim, all forms of siyata deshamayim, hu bidei adam atzmo, the person himself has the key. Ligmar ha-maaseh tov zakuk lisiyata deshamayim, we've said many times, to complete it, to have the successful outcome requires siyata deshmaya. Aval ha-yisrerus ladavar, but to first motivate himself, to first be awakened to this, to stimulate himself. Ve'ader she'elech, but to choose the path to walk. Ha'oifen echein atzela kochez she'nitlo kvar, the way in which he'll utilize the abilities and the gifts that he's already been given. Gilgul zechus eichoiv, whether he'll be a worthy person or not. All of these principles we discussed above. Hakol talui ba'adam atzmo, that all depends on the person himself. Umarabah ha'chayish lo'klopay ma'alein, how great is his responsibility towards Shamayim. Adkan.